Analysis: Biden drives foreign-born population to 47M, largest in history. By John Binder on June 1, 2022. President Joe Biden's policies have helped drive the nation's foreign-born population to 47 million as of April, the largest in United States history, new analysis reveals. Researchers at the Center for Immigration Studies analyzed monthly Census Bureau data, finding that, as of April, about 47 million foreign-born residents reside in the U.S. This is the largest number ever recorded in any U.S. government survey or decennial census, as researchers note. From February 2021 to April, Biden's policies have helped add 2 million foreign-born residents to the U.S. population. The data suggests that nearly 145,000 foreign-born residents are being added to the nation's already historically high population every month. Today, more than 331 million residents live in the U.S., the highest in U.S. history. Put another way, the nation's foreign-born population has quintupled since 1970, tripled since 1980, doubled since 1990, and grown 50% since the year 2000. Foreign-born arrivals, as a share of the U.S. population, now account for about 1 in 7 residents, which is the highest percentage in 112 years. In 1990, for instance, foreign-born arrivals accounted for just 1 in 13 residents. At the current rate, Biden's policies are projected to drive the nation's foreign-born population to an unprecedented 51.3 million by the end of 2024. That figure means the foreign-born population could soon account for 15.4% of the U.S. population. Every year, about 1.2 million legal immigrants are awarded green cards and another 1.5 million foreign nationals are provided temporary work visas. In addition, hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens are added to the U.S. population annually. While researchers have claimed the illegal alien population stands at a steady 11 million, others estimate that the total is anywhere between 14 million and 22 million. The latest Rasmussen Report survey shows that a majority of 53% of American likely voters want to reduce overall legal immigration levels to anywhere from 0 to 750,000 annual admissions, including 5 in 10 swing voters, 68% of Republicans, and even nearly 4 in 10 Democrats. As Breitbart News has previously reported, past waves of record levels of immigration have been followed by near immigration moratoriums. The country's last immigration boom, between 1900 and 1920, was eventually met with an immigration halt. Between 1925 and 1966, the yearly U.S. legal immigration level did not exceed 327,000 admissions, a four-decades-long near-moratorium that allowed the massive inflows of immigrants from before 1925 the ability to assimilate. Since major changes were enacted in 1965, and expanded on in the 1990s by former President George H.W. Bush, legal immigration levels have continued booming for more than five decades. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.